For the purpose, critique, review, education, and positive vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike.
Podcast, we are having a conversation about the moon.
Which I think is pretty good.
Yes, because it's just got... The moon has a lot of uniqueness to it, whether it be a full moon.
Hey, listen, the full moon pulls the tide, which has a lot to do with the Earth, the
exactly.
way people act, the way the current pulls things. You know, like, could you imagine the Earth's pull, like, or current with that way it's lined up, like, if you're waiting for something here, like, if you threw out, like, crab traps,
there are some good,
boom.
There's a couple good documentaries on YouTube that talk about what if there was no moon, what if the moon left orbit, or just talks about just the whole seasons thing, the rotation of the Earth. It's really interesting.
Not
look
good.
Those up. But anyway, the moon, what we're talking about in different segments, is because there's many different spiderweb conversations out into it. So I picked the first one. It was, there's the media. They use so many different words to describe, like, oh, it's a red blood moon. It's a full blood yellow moon.
If you pull your pants down, it's a full moon.
Yeah. Because they've just been talking about this what they were calling the blue flower moon. And I'm just like, I am so sick of this. This is ridiculous.
Talking about flowers, you showed some pictures of them earlier.
Yes.
I was watching a show called Gold Rush, which I watch every week, but they have, like all week long stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have flower gold, which I didn't know anything about. Yeah.
What is flower gold?
Okay, when they sleuth, there's regular, the heavy nuggets and stuff like that. That goes down, but it's like the flaky stuff.
Oh, the flaky stuff.
And what happens is, if it doesn't weigh down, it just goes right out.
Down.
In a wash. And then they lose a lot of money, so they have to set up something different to catch that. So who would think, like you're talking
so
about different...
Yes,
yeah. But same thing like the moon, same thing like that. Who would think there's so many different things to figure out?
Well, I know part of it is media-driven, because they just want to, some new catchy phrase or something. I mean, to me, it's Neil Young, Harvest Moon, Tom Petty, Full Moon Fever. Leave it at that. But this here, we got this. This news story will explain it just a little bit more, okay?
There's a saying tied to a blue moon. Have you heard it? Yeah, there's a good reason for it. They don't come around often, right?
Okay.
But have you heard of a seasonal blue moon?
No. How rare is it? What is it? And Chief Meteorologist Tim Buckley is here. Tim, the only thing blue moon I know is from a song.
Right. Yeah, I think there's like a beverage too or something, right? Either way, I have never heard of a seasonal blue moon either, but now I know and I can explain it to you. First of all, anytime you have a blue moon, it is not blue. It will never be blue unless you put one of those cool filters on it on your phone. I know you might want to do that. That's fine. We're going to widen out here. What's the difference between a traditional blue moon and a seasonal blue moon? Well, a traditional blue moon, that is when you get two full moons in the same month. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Well, a seasonal blue moon is a little bit of a different oddity. That's when you have four full moons in the same season. We have a seasonal blue moon tomorrow. Why? Well, during the spring season this time around, we're getting four full moons. Oddly enough, the third out of the four blue moons in that same season is when they celebrate the seasonal blue moon. So this is the third one this season. It happens once every 2 to 3 years. Now I know, and now you know. Take a picture and send it to us tomorrow.
That's the explanation of that. But I personally get tired of the way the media will throw different words at it. Like, oh, it's a killer blue, whatever, I mean, to me, the greatest thing was when I went back and saw the eclipse with my parents.
That's cool.
Because re-experiencing that from 1979 and then do it again in 2017?
Almost 30 years.
It was just awesome to do. By the way, that clip was from WFMY News 2. Next one, you picked the next one, which is talking about the 1969 moon landing.
Yeah, because there's still talk about it being fake. How can it be fake?
Yes.
And again, how couldn't we have gone back there again?
Exactly.
Which really brings it blows your mind.
Well, let's play this clip. This is a little near 2 minutes. This is from 2009 Sky News, the 40th anniversary where they were talking about it. Because we're approaching the 50th anniversary, okay? This is celebrating, here's the information from the 40th anniversary.
...16th of July 1969 and three men blast off for a journey that would make history. Within days, two of the three astronauts aboard Apollo 11 would become the first humans to walk on the surface of the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And as America prepares to mark the 40th anniversary of that moonwalk, we've been given the best look yet at what exactly happened 200,000 miles away. This is the footage we know so well of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And this is what the experts have been able to do, to clean up and sharpen images of one of the most defining moments of the 20th century. Over the next few days, there will be a huge focus on what happened 40 years ago and what it meant for the United States and the world.
The goal of this team was, number one, to search for the slow scan, as you know. The goal of the team in doing that was to simply provide the best quality video of man's achievement, this historical event, that could be given to the National Archives or anyone else in future generations.
This is just a preview of the work by a team of people more used to cleaning up old Hollywood movies and now using the most modern digital technology on the moon landings.
And liftoff of Endeavour.
But there are also questions about what the future holds for NASA. The shuttle Endeavour set off for the International Space Station yesterday. NASA plans to go back to the moon and beyond. But a review of the space program, and especially its cost, ordered by President Obama, will report back next month. 40 years on, how much more will the United States continue to explore the final frontier?
All right, a little clip there to give you some information about the moon. But as we approach the 50th, have you heard the leaked conspiracy theories and the actual truth is they had HD video and filming from the moon's surface, but they never showed it to us?
No.
Why? I think there's so many things that I believe that they didn't want us to see.
They probably got some kind of shit going on up there where they thought they're going to discover the next gold rush.
They talked about
on the moon.
They talked about structures being on the moon, which I truly believe.
Who knows?
You know, it's so interesting because it's only a 250,000 miles away. There are people who are taking these high-tech cameras off the shelf market and putting them onto their computers and telescopes and zooming in on the moon and filming structures. I mean, there's going to be.
They got a song, Man on the Moon. Doesn't get better than that.
There's got to be disclosure there somewhere.
Remember
somehow.
Moon cheese and all the stuff that they used to joke around with and stuff. And who knows?
They said they quit making there because there was supposed to be an Apollo, 18, 19, 20? They said that there might have been because there was something there they found.
They didn't want anybody to see.
They didn't want anybody to see, and that was a reason that they didn't go back. But now we got the Chinese on the other side of the moon with that rover on the dark side. You got when the rocket launches even to orbit, there's always anomalies or unknown crafts in the distance that they can never explain. And then on the International Space Station, they're always cutting the feed sometimes, the live feed.
Yeah, why does that do that?
Something floats into scene that they don't want to be seen.
It's just like living out here, the desert, Area 51,
yeah.
Such a big thing. If you go by it, they're going to tap your phone, everything the rest of your life. So who knows what they found?
You don't know. I mean, and then the people, I'm a nerd who believes we went to the moon. Okay?
Yeah.
They have those little, it's probably about the size, maybe the size of my piece of paper here, of a little disc, reflector platform they put there, and they bounce a laser off of that.
Oh, wow.
And they can time it, and they do that maybe a few times a year, and they can measure how much farther the moon is drifting away in orbit. It's fractional. It's like a half an inch every year to a degree, but it's something monumental to do. I mean, And then all the technology that came from the NASA Space Apollo program, you know those that memory foam you walk around on your shoes and on those fancy beds, that came from NASA.
Wow.
Because that is the cushions that the chairs are that are in the rocket as they take off.
That's something else, boy.
The list of tech, I had a list once from 8th grade that my teacher gave us of all this technology that came from NASA. And I've never been able to find it on the internet. That's something I should dig out. I think that would be a good thing to refer back
to.
Yeah,
another podcast.
So, that was what yours was, the 1969 moon landing. I wanted to throw in some Tom Petty, okay? Full Moon Fever, 1989, April. This is a song that wasn't on the album, but it did get some airplay. This is Don't Treat Me Like a Stranger from the B-side 12-inch vinyl of I Won't Back Down.
How can you walk away? How can you look away? How can you
Tom Petty's Treat Me Like a Stranger, B-side of CD Max single and the 12-inch vinyl of I Won't Back Down from Full Moon Fever, April 1989.
Back to the 80s again, that's good stuff.
You know, I mean, because Full Moon Fever, that was a great album. And looking at, I learned something from it, okay? All right, so Michael Jackson's Thriller had 7 singles come from it. Bruce Springsteen, 7 singles from it.
Oh, wow.
Not talked about, if hardly at all, Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever had 7 singles that charted around the world also.
Wow.
I think that would be a cool podcast.
Just a podcast on him,
podcast, maybe after you get back from Jersey after visiting your
parents. Yeah, it's going to be a while, but you know what? It'll be something to do in the cusp of when the kids go back to school.
That is true. So, the next one is, you came up with the conspiracy theory or the thought, the moon has a moon.
I think so.
This is a good one. I like this one. Yes, no, maybe. This is from a report called The Lip TV Number 2. It's kind of lengthy, but it's heavy lifting. Let's do it.
NASA has confirmed the Earth currently has 2 moons. Well, a small asteroid has been found circling the Earth as the two objects orbit the Sun together, and it's been going around us for around a century. It's locked into a kind of a dance with the Earth, and it's going to keep orbiting us for centuries more. Well, scientists say it does look like the asteroid, which is called 2016 HO3, has been following this pattern of dancing around us, dancing around the Earth for around a century. They only discovered it, a very boring name, isn't it? 2016 HO3.
Centuries circling, and we're just now hearing
about
it.
Well, it's a very tiny asteroid. It's only around 120 feet wide, and so it's not bright at all. So when you think about these things that are small, they're not bright, they can't really be detected so easily. So obviously, after a while of it orbiting us, they suddenly realize, I've seen this thing before, maybe getting a bit of deja vu there, and they realize that this thing was locked into a pattern. Obviously, that's what a moon is. There's no actual size requirement to be a moon. A moon is something that orbits a planet. Even something like dust rings could essentially be considered as a moon. Well, it was discovered on April 27th. They figured out that it's been dancing around us for quite some time. Here's a little bit of a video from NASA. This is NASA's official video, and they said that this rock's orbit is irregular. It's causing it to drift between 38 and 100 times the distance of our primary moon, and it also bobs up and down across the Earth's plane. So they are saying it's not a natural moon. We can't call it a natural moon, but it's going to be with us for a few centuries.
Oh, it's called HO3. They named it HO, HO3. Because it's going to dance with us a little, it's going to stay around for a little, and it's just going to leave. I'm surprised that, you know, we've never seen this before. It's quite large. You know, we can find satellites. We track them very well. They're very small. We find all sorts of little things. But something that's 120 feet across that's been, you know, circling around this Earth for centuries, no one's ever seen it before. Like, where you been all my life, Loho?
Well, it's very far away from us. Our moon is 384,000 kilometers. This moon, well, which is also our moon, our secondary moon, let's say, is 14 million kilometers away from us. So it's pretty far away. And they're saying that there's probably been other asteroids. In fact, there was one called 2003, YN107, that was orbiting us for around a decade. This
Sounds
one
like a radio
though
station.
It's going to be our friend for a lot longer. Well, NASA's Near Earth Object Program is something that you can look up on Twitter, and it keeps account of all these foreign objects. This one, it's not going to impact us because it's locked into this orbit of the Earth. I don't think it's going to affect us too much, but hey, we've got a new friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's not saying that, okay, so the moon doesn't have a moon, but we have another thing in our gravitational pull that's making the rounds around us.
That's pretty cool.
Along.
And what's locking it there? Gravity, pull of the Earth with the moon, some kind of weird lock.
As it goes on its little journey, this 12-story building, and volume-wise.
Kind of like women do to men. They lock us in there. We don't know what they got.
It's being affected by the gravity of the moon and the Earth. But then there's still, they don't talk. There's got to be another. I've heard, you can watch, look, YouTube it. So check it out. Moon has moons. There are conspiracy theories that there are other small orbital moons that make an orbit around the moon between the Earth, but they're so small we can't see them. Smaller than what would be a 12-story building.
That's pretty cool. Orbiting moons.
So anyway, this is a starter. use this podcast to maybe start talking about the moon with your kids, your nephew, your
maybe
niece.
Maybe go out and be an astrologer, look at the moon. And
yeah.
Stuff. Who knows?
Download that Google app where you can look at the horizon, the astronomy, and everything. We're just trying to kick you in the butt. Plus, this will be a jump start for a podcast in the future because we can spider web into all kinds of different
exactly.
things talking about the moon.